live righteously.
Hey, it's me, Richie T, a very special episode, a timely episode, a pay attention to this episode of the Cultural Hall. On the phone, we're doing the Google phone. This should be fun. We've got Ann Pfeffer. Say it a couple times. It gets funner and or more fun, I guess. And then Kendall Wilcox. That's just a boring name, but a great gentleman. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Very happy.
Thank you.
Sorry your name is boring, Kendall. I know that's not the best introduction, but I mean...
I cannot believe we're beginning this making fun of my name, but...
No, Pfeffer. Now, Pfeffer's that's a name, but Kendall, I mean, they could have at least made it sound like Irish and given you a Mick Kendall or something like that.
This is totally true. I've never thought of my name like this before. Thank you, Richie, for really making me think about my name and... how boring it is.
Well, take a few minutes. I'm going to talk to Ann for just a minute, and then when you feel like you are a good enough person to join the conversation again, you can come back, okay?
Okay. I might need you to tell me when I am good enough.
This is exactly not what Circling the Wagons is all about. I just went to circlingthewagons.org. That's the website, and I'm reading a little bit about... what Circling the Wagons is. I'm certainly familiar with it, but I didn't know a few things, and I have actually a question as I read the mission of Circling the Wagons, so I'll share that, and then I want to ask my question. Circling the Wagons supports all Mormons, that is, believing Mormons, disbelieving Mormons, current Mormons, former Mormons, New Order Mormons, ex-Mormons, post-Mormons, LGBTQ SSA Mormons, and feminist Mormons. We foster healthy, inclusive online and in-person environments in hopes that families and communities in conflict will find healing. We encourage authentic expression of personal belief or disbelief, the sharing of life stories without attempting to convince or change others, and the acceptance of diversity, self-determination, individual empowerment, and community and family belongingness. We support the efforts of individual groups and groups who seek to give voice to all current and former Mormons and whose projects align with our shared values. And then you can go check out the shared values. So I have two questions. What is a New Order Mormon?
Oh, you're going to make me answer what a New Order Mormon is
yeah.
on the podcast.
Yes.
And I am not a New Order Mormon. One of the things that I've learned from working with Mormons is that the best thing is to let them define themselves. So each individual gets to choose how he or she defines each kind of Mormon. So I'm not going to take that plunge and define New Order Mormons for all of the New Order Mormons who are listening.
All right, Pfeffer, I'm leaving you alone then. Kendall, take a stab at New Order Mormons.
It's a trick question, Kendall. Have fun with that.
Yeah, I don't think I really know what it exactly means. I think it's one of those... you know what, when you see it, sort of Mormon.
Okay.
It's for each individual. They want to call themselves a New Order Mormon.
No, but I guess what I don't understand.
Yeah.
What I don't understand though is like, is it like I don't even understand what class. I mean, I get it's it's a personal thing, but is it like if I follow some of the church's teachings but not all of them, is that kind of New Order or what? Like, what is it even umbrellaed under?
So one of the great things about Circling the Wagons, I'm sorry to interrupt, Kendall, if you were going to try and answer that question, is that the point of putting out that list of all of the different kinds of Mormons we support is not to necessarily try to differentiate or
sure.
define,
sure.
but to do the opposite, I think, of what Mormons are commonly doing. What's really a big part of our culture is to point fingers and say, you're a New Order Mormon,
okay.
you're a gay Mormon, you're a whatever, you're a feminist, and I don't dare be a feminist, so I can't be friends with you.
Sure.
You don't believe... so you're not part of my family anymore, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what we're really trying to do with Circling the Wagons is stand and say, you know what? We've got this big group of people where there's a lot of trauma and a lot of accusing and exclusion, and we want to say that it's possible to create a space where all of these people can be together no matter how they self-define and self-determine and accept each other and find safety and community regardless of all these differences.
Okay.
So in one way, kind of what Circling the Wagons is about and the mission is about, is it, even though we've got that long list, is challenging that list and challenging the differences between us in hopes that we can come together and listen and gain understanding of each other.
Okay.
And it really does cut both ways, you know, because there's people within the overall Mormon community that may consider themselves to be more of the true believing Mormon, whatever that actually means, I'm not sure, but who themselves at times feel sort of excluded and persecuted by those who may consider themselves to be more of a new order or a third path Mormon or whatever you want to call it, because they say, well, you know, you guys are marginalizing us because we're trying to be sort of the true believing Mormon, and everybody else thinks they're pretty cool and progressive and they're a big tent Mormon, and we're not good enough for you guys because we're more quote unquote simplistic in our faith system. So everybody at some point in the past feels excluded by somebody else, and the point of circling the wagons to say, wait, we're all part of the community. We really can sit next to each other, have our differences, and get along.
That I asked a bigger question than I ever thought. Because, like, as SSA Mormons, I go, all right, same-sex attraction. Good, got it. I know what that is. So this big, this deep question, let me say, I'm sorry if anyone feels labeled by my wanting to know what a New Order Mormon is. And let's move along. You guys have a big conference going on this weekend, yeah?
We do.
Let's talk about, it's here in Utah, right, Salt Lake?
Correct.
What can people, if people want to go to that, what's going on at it? How many times have you guys done this? Growth? Give me the whole overview on this conference.
All right. So this is the third Circling the Wagons conference that we've held in Salt Lake City. We've actually also had conferences in San Francisco and Washington, D.C. But we like to do our big annual conference in Salt Lake City every year. And just as we spoke about that Circling the Wagons is about creating spaces where we hope that people from many different perspectives can come together despite the tendencies to exclude one another or label or create categories within Mormonism. We are taking the opportunity with Circling the Wagons to do that sort of, to create that sort of safe space within the LGBT and same-sex attracted Mormon community. So the conference will start on Friday night. We start at the McGillis School, which is at 668 South 1300 East, and we're putting together a workshop for families in conflict. And what's exciting about it is, just as with what Circling the Wagons is about, is we are bringing in therapists who have different perspectives and actually disagree with each other about how LGBT and same-sex attracted issues within Mormonism should be handled.
Okay.
And they are going to try and create a space that's safe for Mormons from different perspectives and who have family members or community members or other people with whom they might disagree to come together and talk about what's going on in their minds and in their hearts and in their communities and in their families to find conflict resolution. So even though the therapists disagree, instead of coming together to talk about their disagreements, they're trying to bring these Mormons who perhaps come from different parties together into one space to learn and grow.
Has there ever been something like this before, this workshop?
No, this is the first one that I know of that's specifically like this. We have done two workshops on Friday nights, same thing every year at the McGillis School, but this is the first time we've tried to bring two therapists with different ideas together into the room in hopes that Mormon families who may not necessarily always get along will feel safe coming together.
Do you have a little extra?
Just to clarify.
Oh, go ahead.
Just to clarify, too, I mean, this is all part of the overall mission of the Circling the Wagons organization and conferences that have been going on for the last three years. This is just the latest, you know, installation. They've always been in the same spirit of trying to, again, circle all the wagons around all of us and invite, really different points of view and experiences to sit at the same table. So in previous years, there's been, you know, conversations between sort of different support organizations that help people around the issue of conflict resolution of being gay and Mormon. And then last year, the year before, there was people that were invited to speak from very, very different perspectives around being in mixed orientation marriages, which is, you know, where one person identifies as gay, the other person identifies as straight, and they're married. And we had people that, you know, had very different experiences come together and share their personal experiences of how they made that work or how they couldn't make it work. And so this year is just the latest iteration of that same sort of ethic of let's get people with really different experiences and points of view and belief systems even to sit at the same table and acknowledge our shared experiences of being somehow affiliated with the LGBT community and with the Mormon community.
So is the setup for the workshop, is it like speakers up on the stage, or is it like, now we're going to break out and we're going to talk about this in a small group, and now we're going to talk about, you know, this thing, or what about these things, and everyone let's share?
It'll be more like the latter, everyone let's share, although I don't think that there will be any breakouts into small groups. But in the past, the same therapist, Lee Beckstead, has run this workshop for us previously, and he does a very good job of facilitating so that the audience is very involved and they're sharing their own feelings and opinions, etc.
Worried about fights breaking out? You need extra security?
Not this year. I'm actually not. I was a little bit worried about that last year.
A genuine concern last year, really?
I really did have a genuine concern. We actually did talk about bringing in security. Yeah. There was a big media blow-up last year, and it was very tense. This year, yeah. I think that the environment in Utah is already quite tense, and I also feel like, you know, we've been working on this project for a long time, Kendall and I. This is something that I've done not only with the Circling the Wagons conferences, but that I also did with the Mormon Stories conferences. But I tried to bring in that case, people who both believed and didn't believe, and get them into the same room together, and so that they could authentically share their real perspectives without feeling like they needed to point fingers or exclude or say, hey, you believe so you can't be part of my family, or you don't believe so you can't be part of my family. And I feel like from where I stand that over the 3 years that I've been doing this, that there has been a big change now. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what all the factors in that change are, but it's exciting for me to see how different Circling of the Wagons how much progress we've made just in the Circling the Wagons conferences to make them more and more inclusive over time.
Here
we don't have a big media blow up. It is okay. It's safer that this year somehow than it was last year, and to me that demonstrates progress.
Yeah.
And it'll be safer next year.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah. It'll be interesting as the stakes continue to, in a sense, get higher and higher, you know, like the reasons why people differ along some ideological or religious lines around these issues continue to be there, and the stakes actually continue to get, you know, higher in terms of what's at stake in people's personal lives, their family relationships, their sense of belonging to the religious community, but then also with the larger issues around things like same-sex marriage and the role that the Mormon Church is playing in the legal battle itself. I mean, those stakes are getting higher and higher. So it is actually a big deal to understand that that people are actually seeking out a safe space to find and hold on to the middle ground, as at the same time things are becoming even more and more polarized. So I think it is a big deal that this space exists and that people are gravitating towards it.
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking over the schedule for the conference. You mentioned the stuff for Friday night, but then Saturday you have a keynote speaker, a couple keynote speakers, and then you break into three different sessions, or, you know, there's two dialogue workshops and then a closing session. And I like some of these. I'm assuming with the workshops, they're kind of a smaller breakout groups.
Right.
And I see that you yourself, Kendall, you're doing one in each session called Circles of Empathy. There's Lesbian Authenticity, Establishing Gay-Straight Alliances, The Value of Listening to All Sides Respectively. It seems like all these things just really, you know, beneficial, even if that's something, and I don't want to marginalize this at all, so I already am going to stop myself. I was going to say, even if that's something that you don't deal with, but everyone sort of deals with this. So even if it's not an immediate... in your family circle, you have that conflict. I think there's a great amount of understanding that could be gained just by attending this conference.
Definitely.
We sure hope so. Yeah. One of the simple premises of creating a conference like this and an ongoing effort is the conceit that for anybody that's Mormon, this topic touches them, whether it's because they have an actual direct family member who is gay or lesbian or bisexual, transgender, or same-sex attracted, or an extended family member, or somebody in their ward family or congregation family, or simply because they're Mormon, and Mormons are now known for better or worse, their stance on issues like same-sex marriage and homosexuality. So it's just become one of the most sort of important topics in the experience of being Mormon in America, at least today. So, yeah, it touches everybody. And so the hope is that the spectrum of topics that are shared in the workshop section of the conference will be broad enough to really touch on all the different aspects and be helpful in at least broadening people's understandings of all the issues that are at the heart of the matter, but then also help them learn how to better discuss them, you know, have dialogue with other people about them.
One thing that I also noticed that I failed to mention was that there is break time and mingle time and snack time. So I think that's definitely worth noting.
That's the most important part of the conference.
Oh, stop it. It's not the most important part, Pepper. You watch yourself. You will have security trouble with this guy right here if you don't watch yourself.
Uh-oh, are you coming?
Yeah. You know, I thought that this was next weekend, so I'm going to try and switch some things around so that I can come, yeah.
Sweet.
Good answer. Very nice.
But if I come, it's coming with a vengeance, so watch out.
Uh-oh.
Don't downplay with saying that your snack and mingling time is the best thing about it.
You better watch it, Richie. She actually firmly believes that, so...
I actually do. It really is the most important part of the conference. It's not the first time I've said it. So
what kind of snacks are we talking? What kind of snacks are we talking about then?
Well, it's not the food.
Oh,
the food.
Okay.
That being able to come together and meet people and find friends and experience hopefully this space that I found over time that the sort of environment that we're ideally able to create when these conferences are the most successful is very accepting and open and welcoming, and just the idea that every person can come and regardless of his or her beliefs or sexuality or life decisions, etc., speak authentically about that without fear of judgment or other people trying to change him or her,
mm-hmm.
makes this warm environment space where it's just fun to meet people, talk, have friends, and that really is one of the critical parts of the conference. So I guard those 30-minute breaks ruthlessly. And it's like me and my time cards. Nobody can go over. Time's up. Meeting's over. Let people go talk.
Well, then I say bring it on, Peffer. Bring it on. It's circlingthewagons.org, and you can go and register for all the different conferences there. You guys can do it online. You can make a donation if maybe you're not able to attend. You live somewhere else, but you think this is a great cause, which it is. You can just go and donate. The workshop for families that we talked about is $25. The main conference, that's Saturday. There's also an art show. And what about the post party?
The post party will be fun. It is going to be back at the McGillis School. It's free of charge. Come. There will be music, food. People.
And
the entertainment's been being provided by a special group of members of the church that are excited to come and share their talents.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Yep.
I can't say, but...
It's the Osmonds. Is it the Osmonds?
Maybe.
Is it the Osmonds?
Maybe.
You have to come find out.
Is it reuniting the Jets? Is that who's going to be there? All of the original Jets?
Maybe.
You don't know. It's this weekend, the 21st and the 22nd. It's here in Salt Lake. So, like I say, if you can't come to these things, but you certainly believe in the cause and the conversation, go to circlingthewagons.org and make a donation to them, support them for all that they do. Is there anything that you guys wanted to talk about that I missed, that we didn't lead into?
No, I think you did a good job. Thank you very much, Richie. You're amazing. Always good to talk to. But just one last plug for... really hoping that those you feel like, I don't know, this sounds sort of fringe-y, Mormon-y, and not really a safe place for, you know, somebody who has a quote-unquote, you know, firm testimony of the gospel and what the church teaches around the topic of homosexuality and same-sex attraction, that hopefully something we've said here may sort of dissuade you from that opinion, and that you'll come and give it a try. This definitely is an effort to bring everybody together, and we really do believe that we're all enriched and edified by learning and hearing about the experiences of other people without being preached at or condemned in any way. So we hope everybody will sort of take that open invitation seriously.
What about you, Anne?
I'm just excited to come and be around people and have the opportunity to, I don't know, smile and hug, and it sounds silly and it sounds sappy, but that's where I am, and I love the LGBT and same-sex attracted friends that I've made, and I've had this incredible experience over the last 3 years planning these conferences, finding myself in this space where I'm talking to people on all different sides of this issue, and I've become someone that many, many people trust for whatever reason with their innermost feelings and regardless of what side they're on. And it's been very humbling and just makes me excited to be with these people. And I hope that others will continue to come to this space where they and believe that they will find acceptance and that they will be allowed to determine their own life path and make their own choices, and that no one will be hopefully trying to get them to change or be someone that they don't already want to be.
You can find it online at circlingthewagons.org or .org, if you want to say it like that, right, Peffer? Go there, get registered, see Ann and Kendall and a bunch of other folks this weekend. It's here in Salt Lake, and again, if you can't attend, make sure you donate to this great cause. Thanks, you guys, for taking a couple minutes.
Thank you.
Well, we hope that nourished and strengthened your body, and if you weren't healthy enough to listen this week, you'll be healthy enough to listen next week. I encourage you to find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, find us on Pinterest, find us on Google+, and find us online at theculturalhall.com. In the meantime, we'll be saving a seat for you on the back row of the Cultural Hall.
Save me a seat, it's sure to be neat on the back row. We really gotta go on the Cultural Hall show.